Hey, it's JMS, and I am all over the road. Come see me on my Psycho Cunt Tour. I will be in Portland, Oregon, February 20th and 21st, Tulsa, Oklahoma, February 26th, Indianapolis, February 27th and 28th. I'm coming to Austin, Cap City, March 6th and 7th. I'll be back in Cleveland, finally, March 20th, and for the first time coming to Pittsburgh, March 21st. I will be doing a run of Alaska shows. I'm doing Homer, Cooper Landing, Seward, and Anchorage. That's going to be in early April. Fargo, North Dakota, I'm fucking coming back, even though there was an absolute acid freaked out maniac last time I did a show there. But God damn it, I'm giving you guys another chance. So you better sell these shows out because we're going to have a fucking time. I don't know who that guy was, but don't let him in. April 17th and 18th. And then I'm on my way to Charleston. I'm finally coming back April 24th, 25th. And I will be in Winter Haven, Florida, May 15th and 16th. And then Tampa, your girl's coming home. Go Bulls, May 17th. And more to come. Check out my website, jmscomedy.com, for more information, or head over directly to punchup.live/JMS/tickets to get your tickets now. Enjoy this episode. Hey, idiots. Welcome to another episode of Hey, Idiots. I gotta stop doing that. I swear to God, I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm not like, gotta, this bit. Oh, I gotta keep doing the Hey, Idiots. Welcome back to Hey, Idiots. Listen, I'll figure it out eventually. Why did I change the name of the podcast? And how many times can I spiral about it? If I had a dollar for every time I publicly, and by publicly I mean on the podcast, spiraled about my own podcast, I wouldn't need the podcast. I'd be making more money than I did in ads all year. It's February. Ever in a year. Okay, it's great to be here. It's great to be with you guys. It's been a wild fucking week. Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks for bringing home the, what is basically a gold medal in football, the football gold medal. My brain is in full Olympic mode. We are deep in the trenches of the Winter Olympics. I've been watching it with my good friend Sam, former producer of the show. You remember when we did all the interviews with Sam? Remember when this was organized? That's when Sam was here. When things were coming out every week, and you're like, wow, she's finally on top of it. I wasn't. Sam was. And having someone to be accountable to made me more accountable. Going like, oh no, I asked him to help me, I better get ready. Oh, life is a hellstorm. But I think we're doing good. We're doing good so far. I've been on the live streams every week. A couple episodes haven't come out because the live streams got carried away. If you want to be in the live stream with us, we hang out before the show starts. I do a live recording of every show, and the first 10 to 15 minutes before I start recording, it's a hang. We're chatting, we're riffing. That's every Tuesday, live at 5 Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Gonna have to do a different time next week. So when I say every week, well, you know, but I will be doing Neil Brennan's show at Top Secret Comedy Club next Tuesday at 7 p.m. New York time. So there's just no way I will make it back. But I will post in the Facebook group. If you are not a member of the Idiots Facebook group, go find it connected to my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS comedy, and get in there. There's funny videos, funny memes being shared. That's where I put little information like this for people who are not a member of my website, which you can also be, jmscomedy.com. You can join for free. There's different levels. You get different stuff, and it's fun. More time to hang. Discounts on merch. Cool stuff in the mail. I'm sending postcards. I'm sitting on a couple. Sitting on two cities that I need to mail, and only in this moment did I realize I didn't get postcards in Minneapolis, but let me off the hook for that one, guys. I wasn't gonna go around dodging and ducking ice and going, is there a paper source? Is there a little store for postcards? Excuse me, as you're getting carted away and our society is crumbling into fascism, can somebody tell me where I can find a picture of the Minneapolis, I don't even know. I had fun in Minneapolis, but I couldn't tell you what the landmarks would even be on a postcard. So, but for those of you waiting and wondering if you're getting any from New York City or DC, I've got them stacked. I just got to go put them in. I saw the mailbox and I went, that's where it is. It's just been so cold. It's two blocks away. There's a mailbox that I can drop these off in at any time. And I will, but I haven't. But I will. And if you like getting mail real mail in the mail. I do. I miss, like, writing mail. So I was like, why did I stop doing that? Why did I go crazy and turn my Patreon into something for comedians and then go, okay, I don't want to do that anymore. I've had enough. I'm going to work on my own comedy. It's neither here nor there. All that to say, fun things available all over. And I am going to plug my dates really quick. I am on tour. I will be in Portland, Oregon, February 20th and 21st. Then I'm coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma for one night only on February 26th, whatever the Thursday is. I should have been and could have been more prepared for this, but I never will be. I will be there, 26th, Thursday, Indianapolis. I'm coming the day after, February 27th and 28th, and then Austin, March 6th and 7th, and more to come. But I don't have them written in here, and I'm not going to try to. Oh, but Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Cleveland, March 20th. Pittsburgh, March 21st. And after that, there are more, but you're going to have to follow me everywhere. Look at my website. Join punchup.live/JMS. How many things can I ask you guys to fucking join? But I am. It's in the show notes. That puts a little dot in your part of the world on a virtual map I see, and it goes, someone else wants to see you here. And that helps me plan my tour routing. And I let you know first. You're the first to know when a show is live, when it's gonna go live. Sometimes I know that I have the date, but the tickets aren't up, and those people get the like, hey guys, just keep your eyes peeled. Tickets are coming. And then I go, hey guys, they came. And then I go, hey guys, hello? Could you please get your tickets early? Please? And people go, no, I'm going to get them. I'm just waiting on it. And I go, okay, I'm so stressed out. But then you've been coming through. And I appreciate that, especially Minneapolis. I didn't know how to feel about doing it. I was like, is it weird to be doing shows here? But I didn't want to cancel on people who bought tickets. And I got some messages from some of you going, I really hope you're still going to come. I'm really looking forward to this. And you know, it got to be a little moment of, quote, normalcy, as normal as any comedy show with me can be, which is the least normal thing ever, but in the chaos of maybe Nazis in the street, ICE just carting children and shooting citizens, you know, it's nice to check out and have a laugh. My finger puppet, hand puppet just jumped at me saying that. He's like, I'm out. I can't be affiliated with you. I'm just getting my career started. I can't get canceled for this. Moki walked up to me, by the way, in that moment when I said that. She could sense my, like, why did I say that? Why do I keep saying it? And I said it at the shows, by the way. Oh, if you think in Minneapolis I wasn't going, ugh, this is awkward. I complained about LA and then I went, yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't be complaining about the weather where I live here in Minneapolis, where the weather is not even the problem, if you can believe it. Anyway, come see me live. It's better live. There were people before the show when I was looking at the chat talking about the Minneapolis show. Anyone who's seen me live can tell you. Get a review from someone who's seen me live. I promise if you like my comedy online, you're going to go, oh, that was nothing. And I don't feel bad saying that. There are a lot of things I would feel uncomfortable being confident about. That one, there's Moki's leaving. She's like, now she's talking about how much better her live comedy is. She has exited the room. It's not just me. That's any good comedian. It's going to be better live. It's a live art form that we put on screens to try to reach more people. So you'll come see us live. Okay, now let's talk about what the fuck has been going on. I mentioned the Super Bowl earlier. Bad Bunny had a halftime show. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch the Super Bowl at all. I was in puppetry class, and so I missed the halftime show. And as well-meaning as I have been wanting to check it out, I haven't. So I'm not going to lie to you and go, it was fucking amazing from my perspective because I haven't seen it. So I'm not going to pretend I've seen it. I won't do that ever. If I'm on a show with comedians that were on, I go, hey, I hope you had fun when they were on stage if I didn't see it. I won't go good set. I just can't. But from what I've heard, it was incredible. And as most halftime shows are. The fact that, like, the audacity of any of us, by the way, for any artist to be sitting on our couches, covered in crumbs, half drunk, and go, well, this is a little lackluster, Beyonce. Do you know how many fucking moving parts go into those things? But there's still conversation. And I don't know if this is, like, a lot of hot button topics on the internet where people go, oh, a lot of people are mad about the Bad Bunny halftime show because it wasn't English. Or if it's like, I truly don't know. And I'm grateful to only be seeing the side of people going, people are mad about it. Because it means no one who I'm getting regularly in my feed is taking a stand about how a Puerto Rican artist sung, not in English. It's a fun show. It's a vibe. Tom Segura made a really good video about, like, you don't need to learn Spanish. You just need to learn how to have a good time. It's fucking, you've never vibed out to a song in another language in a French cafe. I thought that was, like, a perfect way of putting it. All that to say, I don't know if, like, a bunch of people are up in arms or if it's, like, one guy's tweet that is, you know, being put everywhere and people are arguing with a fake group of people. Just going, well, for everyone saying this, and it's actually just that guy. I want to believe that's the case. However, one of the people saying things about how bad it was is Trump. And honestly, and I know I can't say division aside with all the things I've already said or whatever, take out the just blatant, like, being divisive aside, why is the president of the United States posting paragraphs about the Super Bowl halftime show? Don't you have anything else to do? Shouldn't you be wiping your ass? What is going on? I also saw just a couple clips from, like, pop up in social media, and it was, of course, people making fun of the other show, Turning Point USA or whatever, halftime show, which I think most people didn't even know about. Like, most, you had to be, like, chronically online to even know that was happening. And I think a lot of people, especially people who maybe aren't even, are Republican, and would like those artists if, you know, just not thinking about politics, just thinking about the kind of music they like. I think a lot of people just fucking didn't know. And they just go, okay, cool, this guy's on. And I think there's people of a certain age that no matter who the artist was, they probably were going to go, eh, I don't know any of these songs. Like, if they'd put Sabrina Carpenter in there just to be like, she's all American, she's blonde, she's hit. The 50-year-olds complaining about Bad Bunny would still have been like, gay women, she didn't even have pants on. Like, they just fucking, it would have been a bathroom break either way for those people. Like, who gives a fuck? But I did see little clips of the other one, and it looked really empty. And that maybe is a testament to what I just said. But I was like, that's embarrassing. Like, that it could have been, like, a fun live thing that, like, theoretically, you remove politics. And I shouldn't be saying that. Because Turning Point is inherently political. So how could you? But if people were just like, hey, we got these country artists together. And, you know, you don't know jack shit about the country artist political views or whatever. And they just go, and if you want, we're going to be doing a little thing at halftime, too. You know, they have the Puppy Bowl, and here's the country show. And we have different advertisers who are going to advertise on that because they think people click over the country show. I don't know. Actually, I have no idea what I was saying. As I say, I don't know. Like, maybe people would have just been like, this is fun. I don't even think they would have. That's the thing, is that it's like, yeah, I don't need to watch a concert. I mean, because it was like, it was just, I don't need to watch Stagecoach filmed on a camera, like, from the back of the room. like the Super Bowl halftime show, even if you don't know the artist, you're not familiar with their work, it's always a spectacle. They always have special guests, so you're going to know somebody who pops up, and it's just a beautiful thing to see. And from what I was told, this one was really structured for the people at home on TV. Like, they designed the set and everything around, like, versus being in the arena. And at the end of the day, yeah, it's most people are just going to poop. And if I'm being real, if I'm changing the channels for the Puppy Bowl, and that's just... Also, why don't we make a big stink about the Puppy Bowl? Oh, because it's not a bunch of racists going, I'm watching these dogs. I'm gonna turn on the dogs and say, I would rather watch dogs. But, unfortunately, I've now put that idea out in the ether, so... Maybe somebody will. Like, I don't fucking... It's good music. It's also like these old racist fucks. If Pavarotti was doing the halftime show, my grandma, all my uncles would be like, wow, this man is a legend, he's a talent. They don't fucking speak Italian. What are we talking about? Seriously, what are we talking about? I should have taken Spanish. Anyway. More importantly, I just, like, can we get a president who just isn't on the internet? Not, like, just, like, fucking, because I can't imagine having that job and the amount of fucking things you have to field. How are you posting online? It's also, like, hey, shut the fuck up. We're not going to forget about the Epstein files because you're going, this is a blight on American culture. Whatever the fuck he said about a halftime show. This is just, they're spitting in the face of consumerism. No capitalist is going to be horned up to buy Doritos after that halftime show. They're going to want to hug their family and friends. They're going to think about how it's about the people and we should care about each other. They're not going to buy a Ford truck. We can't stand for this. Anyway, they're going to put us in camps. They took down the LGBTQIA, the rainbow flag. I'm not going to fuck up the letters. I mean, I am going to fuck up the letters. That's why I'm stopping. But they took down the rainbow flag at Stonewall. Which is a national monument. They made it a monument. Obama did in 2016. There was an announcement, a government... I should write these words down because I get fired up and then I forget words. Basically a new federal rule made that no flags can be flown at national parks, national monuments... if they are not the Park Service or the American flag. And someone could rationally go, well, like, that makes sense. But the only place that is flying another flag is Stonewall. It has a gay, it's a gay flag with a specific text across it that's like the 2016, it's like commemorating the fact that it was made a national park. In this area where there used to just be a rainbow flag flying anyway, by the way, and there is, what confused me is there is a rainbow flag on a bigger pole, and people are like, they took the flag, and I was like, okay, like, I came down here and I'm with you. It does seem like there is a flag up there, though, but there's a separate pole where this specific rainbow flag that was had text and images specifically commemorating that it was made a national park. Now that I think about it, it's like, it had the National Park Service logo on it. Like, it literally is one of the flat, like, it's not allowed, but somebody took it down. That's what's fucking crazy. And there are no other parks where this broad statement would even be relevant. So it was very pointed, like, hey, take the gay flag down at a monument Monument, which is, I don't mean to put monument in quotes, but like the area is considered the monument. There's not necessarily, there are like statues in the park, but there's not, I don't want it to sound like I'm saying there's a monument, but the park itself is like the national monument commemorating Stonewall. It's literally about the struggle and activism of the LGBT community and what they have gone through to get their rights and to be treated as equals. So I don't know. I was coming out of a podcast and I got a text that was like, they're taking down the LGBTQ flag, the fucking rainbow flag. I hate that I stutter saying all those letters together. They're taking down the flag at Stonewall. I'm gonna go protest. You're gonna come protest? And I was like, there's not a fucking world where I'm not going. And listen, it's cold. Do you know how fucking mad I have to be? And it's not about me. It's about the community. It's about a lot of other people who are not like me, but they are humans. They are Americans. Their rights are human rights. And if any of us is not free to exercise our rights, I think that should be a concern to all of us. I don't think we can be free if any group is not free. That being said, in the cold, you have to really fucking, something's got to really be fucked up. And I can, by the way I can rationalize myself into comfort is not good a lot of the times. So I go, well, you know, what am I going to do? What am I gonna do? But I was like, I'm there. I would have been there regardless. I did have this like overwhelming additional feeling as I was riding the train back home to like change into clothes to go to a protest. And by the way, I fucking came in hot. I was ready to get arrested. I had phone numbers written on my arm. I'm like, well, if they take my phone, I gotta know who to call. And it was as peaceful as a protest I've ever witnessed can be. It was, you know, a lot of people there. There, like, I did see some cops, but it was nothing. It was just people coming together and, like, being like, we can't let little things like this push us back into it being not equal, being oppressed, being treated unfairly. It's a slippery slope. They literally are, and if you don't know this, you just go Google it. They are building and funding a lot of giant detention centers. And there are children right now dying in detention centers being held for immigration reasons, quote, reasons, you know, TBD on if any of those are even logical, real reasons, or if it's just the reason is racism. I mean, there is no reason for holding people in camps, but like, do they even have any? We've all seen the fucking lack of paperwork and whatever. By the way, we have such funny, we have a lot of funny idiots in the news story. So hang with me, guys. I just like also thought of my friend Maddie, who if you're a longtime listener, many of you may know that he passed away in September of 2024. Maddie was a gay man, lived in Nashville. We went to college together. He came out in college. And I was the shithead friend who was like, yeah, I know. And he was like, you fucking bitch. And I was like, you kept trying to make out with me. That was actually a sign. but also like a huge activist in the Nashville LGBT community. He worked at a prep clinic. He raised money for gay and trans youth. He cared. He was working to like make PrEP accessible, which if you don't know is HIV medication, prevention medication. And like had all these huge plans to expand the little corner that they had built of being able to help the community in Nashville. He was working on like flying other places and like bringing that program into different clinics and like different communities and just finding new ways to help strengthen the community of LGBTQ, et ceteras. I know that's a fucked up thing to do, et ceteras. Whatever. It's fine. Just like to build literal community. And I was like, because he didn't put up with shit. Maddie called you on your shit. He fucking forced you to party if you went out with him. If he did anything, he went all the way. You know what I mean? He didn't do anything half-assed. No pun intended. He went whole ass all the time. He was an asshole. Just kidding. He really wasn't. He was literally, at his memorial, everyone was like, well, he was my best friend. And everyone's like, okay, he was my best friend. Okay, actually, he was my best friend. And that's what I said in my speech. I included that. I was like, everyone in here is quietly watching everyone talk and going, okay, but like, he was actually my best friend. Because he just was like that. He was a friend to everybody. But if Maddie were alive and in Nashville and knew I was in New York during the day, did not have any solid plans that were work-related, that I could not get out of for the survival of my life, aka money needs, when this happened, and I did not, and I went, meh, he would kick my ass. He would be like, what the fuck, bitch? Absolutely not. He would fly here and drag me there. And I mean, I don't know. It's just like very powerful. I don't like that I even had to be in a situation where I was like, wow, this is such a beautiful moment of people coming together, because thank God they do, and thank God they are, and thank God they always will. But like, we shouldn't have to experience these moments of like, wow, the beauty of a strong community. I'm so fucking sick of people being like, the silver lining is that we see how resilient these people are. Yes, but we shouldn't fucking have to. We should just get to live our lives equally, care about each other. And it's none of my fucking business who you want to fuck or who you do fuck or what you identify as or what you want me to call you unless I'm talking to you. Like, then you tell me and I will, but like a fucking random person I'll never have a conversation with because I've passed you on the street. Like, it doesn't fucking affect people. And they, by the way, keep bringing up this shit in the news, and it's like, for what? When has a gay or a trans person really, if you feel a visceral reaction to, well, maybe they shouldn't, ever bothered you? Who gives a fuck? Let people live. That being said, it was inspiring seeing people come together and like really just, I mean, shout about it for sure. But just hearing people get up in front of the group and speak and really like reiterate the history of what this whole community has gone through and the people who died fighting for this community just to be able to exist and like live. And that area is such a like sacred area with so much history where people still gather. And like the Stonewall Inn is right there. There's so many bars where it's like, this is where so many members of this community come to just be themselves. Hearing from people in that community really going like, this is an attempt to silence us and we're not going to be silenced. It was just like, yeah, it's fucking, you can't be intimidated. I don't know. It just opened up a lot for me, my brain, just thinking about how like, it's so important to even in moments of like fear or being like, what the fuck, to not let that stop you from like sticking up for yourself, for people you care about, when you know something is wrong. It reminded me of that old quote. Yeah, this is dumb. I don't even know who the quote was by. Anyways, this is quote. Speak your mind even if your voice shakes. And I don't know. I don't even want to the world to be in a place where people's voice have to shake over who they are. I should have done the idiots in the news up top. I should have started, like, more fun. Because that would have prepared us. That would have given us a little, like, icing on the cake for this heavy edge. But all that to say, the flag's going back up tomorrow. People are going to go out there. And, you know, coming together and speaking your mind works. Make sure you vote if you don't like the way things are going. I don't know if it works. I don't know if either party is going to do anything for anyone or if we're just going to spiral into death camps. But you got to try. That being said, we'll circle back to this news story. I'm going to talk about some idiots in the news. Before I do that, I'm going to tell you about an idiot thing I did today. I was walking Moki like I do every morning. She pooped, picked up the poop like I do every morning. And I shouldn't have to say that, but you'd be surprised if you walk around the block where I am. How many people have never picked up their dog's poop, it seems like. And there are outdoor trash cans. It's New York City. Today, however, Moki started going up the stairs, so I thought, I'll just throw it away in the trash chute. It's an apartment building. There's a trash chute. No big deal. I got my keys in one hand, opened the door, got the poop in this hand. Great. The trash chute's right across from the elevator. So we walk in. I go, there's a trash chute. Pull down the trash chute. Confidently throw my keys, which are not even my keys. They are the keys of the person who is letting me stay in their place, into the trash chute. Gone. Sayonara keys. What do you do after that? I mean, thank God he has more keys, but that's how I started my morning. And then I had to come in and go, well, you're not going to believe it. I fucked up. These are the moments when I go, I like that, like, things in theory could be all digital. But also, at the end of the day, I really don't. That scares me. But I was like, if this was my phone, what am I kidding? I would have thrown my phone in the garbage, and then that's a fucking nightmare. Let's get to some idiots in the news before we get out of here. Let's get some lighthearted. I'm gonna go lighthearted. There was a story I was gonna bring up, but I'm saving that one. So, John from my League of Extraordinary Idiots, also in the Idiots Facebook group. I'm moving your story to next week because it feels like I'm going to have to dig in more and I want to give it the right amount of time. So tune in next week for whatever story I'm not telling you right now. Bum, 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 bum. Next week, whenever I do this at a different time because I will be on Neil Brennan's new material show at Top Secret Comedy Club. But if you're in New York, that's a great show to come see. You want to see great comics working on brand new jokes? See the, like, beginning seeds being planted of things that you'll later, like, see in a special and go, oh, fuck, I saw that when it was this tiny idea and now it's this whole expanded thing. That's my favorite stuff to watch. Okay. Idiots in the news. Very relevant to the culture of coldness. The culture. Yeah. Not metaphorically, not like people being shitty, but people being dumb in the cold. It's been cold as hell. And I think a lot of us in a lot of places that aren't normally this cold know that. And some of you are places that are still sunny and fuck you. A man accidentally set his home on fire after using a torch to melt ice. It took several fire departments to extinguish the blaze. A homeowner in Massachusetts was attempting to melt ice with a blowtorch when his roof caught on fire on January 30th. Guess I missed this article when it was originally in the group. He and his wife were able to escape the blaze without injury. Multiple agencies were impeded by the cold weather. That makes sense. Dude, our streets have been so fucked up here that, like, the garbage men couldn't come around for a while. They did get the flames out. He was able to come down on his ladder and call 911. This man was on the roof and set his own roof on fire. You guys, fucking Don't a blowtorch. Here's the thing. A blowtorch to melt snow on your roof is an idiot's. It's an idiot's way of thinking he's got a brilliant idea. That's like an idiot going, I know what I'll do. There's so many, like, don't be so fucking lazy. Shovel the goddamn roof, man. This is like every Homer Simpson fucking type dad. I got a brilliant idea. If you come up with what you think is a brilliant shortcut for some heavy, extensive chore or for something you're building, I beg you, men, and look, maybe women, but men, come on, you guys know. You're all thinking about the time, oh, well, that's like the time I tried to do this. Give up the shortcut. Just fucking lean in. Don't do it. Don't Tim the Toolman Taylor your house into ashes. Like, what are we doing? And then the fucking, I mean, imagine the fire department coming to this call where it's like, oh my God, was this an arson? It's like, well, yeah, but by the guy that did it. Also, I'm not going to open the story, but underneath this, it says mail carrier says he was suspended after posting worries about winter storm safety on Facebook. Dude, that's hard fucking core. The post office is like, the one thing we're known for is that we always deliver the mail. You can't say you're concerned about getting the mail to people. It's literally wind, snow, sleet, hail, snow. Panic quietly in your heart. Not out loud on Facebook. People need to feel confident that they're... I mean, imagine getting injured as a mailman because of a winter storm and you're delivering mostly fucking spam. It's like, oh, yeah, I lost a few fingers in the winter storm, but at least everyone got their credit card offers. And to close out this very lovely episode of what I have thoroughly enjoyed, Hey Idiots, we have two stories about pee-pee and poo-poo because I'm a five-year-old. A paramedic has been accused of urinating in locations at work, including in chili and a juice carton. This is fucking crazy. This is also in Baltimore, where my mom lives, and it horrifies me to think that she could need emergency medical care and the guy who shows up has peed in someone's chili in the office. A Maryland paramedic has been denied bail after being charged with multiple counts related to workplace contamination. I'm skipping ahead to prosecutors. This is so funny to me. Prosecutors said Christopher Carroll, 36, remember the name. He faces 23 counts of workplace contamination. Authorities allege he recorded himself urinating and leaving bodily fluids in various locations at his workplace, including the public safety building in Towson and fire station 2 in Pikesville. This man works in multiple locations, as many paramedics do, and he's been pissing all over them, not metaphorically. His contaminated items include a supervisor's keyboard, which honestly, that one I could get behind. Like, fuck around and find out. Jeff, my fucking shitty boss. A communal coffee creamer. Imagine the morning, you're just like, another day at the office, and you pour creamer into your coffee and it's piss. And in an ice maker. He pissed in the ice maker, which means he melted the ice. Then it's in weird shapes. Piss froze. Now you're going, there's piss, frozen piss in the ice maker. Additional allegations involve tampering with a carton of orange juice. I'm getting a cold from the little draft, literally in the time I've been sitting here. My body's falling to pieces. I'm blaming sitting here like I wasn't outside yesterday at a protest at night screaming. Tampering with a carton of orange juice, hand soap, chapstick, a pot of chili, a can of vegetables, an air conditioning vent, and a can of scented room spray. This is the funniest part to me. All of those things I said are things prosecutors listed. And then during the court hearing, the defense attorney of this man, Seth Okin, said, everyone wants to know why. I don't have the ability to answer that question right now. Like, he didn't have he was like, I don't know how to defend this guy. Which means that guy was like, yeah, I did it. So what? Just say I didn't. Don't say I'm crazy. I mean, you are. Regardless of the reason you did it, that's a crazy person thing to do. Piss in everything. They're alleging that he posted videos of the incident online and earned money through a subscription-based website. So, here's what I need you to do, idiots. I don't want you to do too much digging because I don't want your cookies to get fucked up and now you're getting weird piss porn sent to you. But if you happen to know that this is a real thing, if you know someone who's into this and can verify that this is a thing people pay for, I know, and I've known forever, I was going, well, there's a fetish for everything. People are paying money to see a man piss in stuff around his work. I'm like, is this sexual? Is this just like 15-year-old kids who give $5 and they like think it's funny that this guy's pranking people? Like, I can't wrap my head around the type of person, type of people. I can't imagine that it was like not a large enough amount for him to risk so much. I mean, he's in custody and the judge has denied his bail request, so jail for one. But like getting caught in all these different things, who knows what kind of fucking accidents he could have had. Getting his ass kicked? I'm sorry, you're pissing in the community coffee creamer at a fire station? If someone walked in and saw that, are you out of your fucking mind? It's just fucking, keep your piss to yourself, guys. Maybe, I mean, in New York City, I could understand it because there's no fucking public restrooms. But I've had the thought. I'm like, maybe I just pee in a corner. It's hard out there. I'm dodging into hotels trying to pretend I'm a guest and find the hotel bathroom in the lobby. And that's not, it's hard. I've been saving bathroom lock codes when I get them in my phone and writing the location down so I can go like, oh, this McDonald's on this corner in case you're over here and you have to pee. I don't know how to stay hydrated and not piss myself in New York City. So I'm mostly just dehydrated because I'm like, I'd rather be gasping and look old and turning to dust then piss my pants on a subway filled with teenagers who will bully me. What if everyone I've seen on the subway, I'm like, this drunk guy smelled like piss. He was actually like a regular guy who just couldn't hold it. And he pissed himself, so then he just pretended to be drunk because that was less embarrassing. He's just like, oh. Ah. Last but not least, a story that came from my lovely brother, Tom. Police use drone technology to catch serial pooper in a public park. This happened in Staunton, Wisconsin. Boy, Wisconsin, what are we doing? The police department in Wisconsin used a drone to find a person it said was repeatedly defecating in a public park. The Staunton Police Department reported Thursday it received dozens of complaints about feces and used toilet paper found along a park's walking path. Officials did not specify which park. However, I believe if you are a citizen of Staunton, Wisconsin, you know what fucking park. First of all, how many parks can there be? Also, like, that's a lot of poop. I mean, so much feces and toilet paper that people are calling the police, dozens of people. Or maybe it's like not that much poop and they've never lived in New York City when it snowed and people had dogs. Anyway, the department said it used drones and trail cameras to identify the suspect. They determined a pattern using the trail cameras and noted the person would defecate in the park during early morning hours. This person had a routine. Officers made contact with the person. Get ready for this. Identified as a 46-year-old woman. I know I have gender bias because when I got to that part of this article, I was somehow more shook than I was previously shook by someone just having a routine shitting in the park. They identified her after a drone recorded her in the act. The police said she was not homeless. and that they believe she does not have mental health concerns. Excuse me? I'm sorry. We've got to, like, figure out what mental health issues mean. Because to me, if someone is coherent, like, I assume they mean that she wasn't, like, you know, speaking nonsense or, like, crazy and screaming. To me, I am far more concerned about what's going on in the brain of someone who is holding a regular conversation and fully capable, and then just every morning they're not homeless. And they go, yeah, no, this weather's been crazy, huh? How are the kids? But at 9 a.m. every morning, they're walking into a park, shitting, wiping, and leaving the toilet paper on the ground. They're shitting in a park, wiping their ass, littering in a park, which, aside from, this is already too much. There's certainly trash cans in the park. Maybe she didn't want to throw her keys in the trash can on accident. It wasn't me! They said the suspect claimed to have used the bathroom at a certain time and location based on a personal pattern. Here's the weird thing about this article. And this was ABC7 in Florida. That's where my brother lives, where he saw the article. That's where the article ends. It doesn't say they arrested her. It doesn't say they've resolved the issue. This whole article was written and they just go, the police said that the suspect claimed to have used the bathroom at a certain time and location based on a personal pattern. Yeah, every morning I wake up and I go shit over there at 9 a.m. What are you going to do? Oh, but what did they do? What, like, we don't know what they did. That's how it ends. That's crazy. Listen, that's going to conclude our episode. Please leave a comment making up the scenario of what happened after this. They didn't arrest her. So what did they do? If you haven't already, please leave a rating and a review for the podcast. Subscribe to wherever you're listening to this, watching this. Give it a thumbs up if that's an option, depending on the outlet. And tune in next week. Follow my, go to the Facebook group. Join my jmscomedy.com League of Extraordinary Idiots if you want the real inside scoop. But I will post there, and I will post on, at least on my Facebook page. I'll try to share it to the other social media things. What time I'm going to do next week. But I appreciate you being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient with my ignorance. Be good to people. Just take a breath and be good to people. Also, I did help a blind woman on the subway, only to later in the middle of a conversation learn that I gave her my seat, and then I didn't know till later that, because I was too busy chatting, a man with one leg got on and I didn't help him at all. I didn't offer my seat at all. That's just a fun little thing. Didn't see him. The irony. Is that irony? I don't know. The blind woman also complimented my outfit, so I guess she was just visually impaired, but enough that she needed assistance. And look, I gotta do more for the world. I gotta volunteer or, like, help out enough that I don't feel like a hero giving up my seat, because I do. And that can't be good. I mean, feel like a hero. Give up the seat to an older person or someone who's handicapped. Like, get the feeling, sure. Whatever gets you out of the seat so they can have it. But if I was, like, making a real impact, that would have just, glided off my shoulder like nothing. But there was a little part of me that was like, wow, I did it. I was the first one to offer my seat. I'm Mother Teresa. Anyway, my nose is completely stuffed up. I love you. I'll see you later. Be good to each other.